it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
We need Thundercat.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Dal the Guru Johnson back in the house today. So you just like a flu bug.
Yeah, I thought it was COVID coming out of both ends. And, you know, when that happens, you're already thinking, oh, boy. I was almost at work when I told you guys. Remember, I was like, yeah, let's do this, that. And then I had to go to the gas station bathroom, which I never do.
I haven't used a gas station bathroom in my entire life.
So you haven't.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was about to say, good for you, but.
So when you left Sacramento, you were feeling fine.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, I was coming from Norms.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I was coming from Norms. All right. So took the COVID test. God, I won't even say what you got to do to get one of those tests these days, but bottom line is I didn't have it. Had a fever, and that's when I said, okay, something's going on. And then I saw you and Evan working. I felt bad, but then I got mad at Evan. He don't know.
No!
Okay.
Look, the Giants are amazing right now, but it's not because of Drew Gilbertson. And the choking thing, is it because of my age? I don't know if I don't like it. Study, you can't do that. And just go back to baseball. Evan, what am I missing on the... Hey, I love energy. You know that's what I am. But there's something about the choking thing that I don't like it, E.
It is extremely over the top. But I don't know. Like, you've been the guy all year. And I've been reluctant to admit that I think that the Giants have been completely lifeless. But... They were.
You're right. Okay.
And he's kind of defibrillated them.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, they lost yesterday. Who didn't play?
Oh, boy. Here we go, Snotty. And then when he did the thing with his head, like the exorcist, I'm like, little Daryl and I are watching the game. Like, I didn't know how to explain it to him, Snotty. Do we got a Drew Gilbert here at the station? You know what I mean? Like, I would love to be Drew Gilbert,
well,
but
you might be close.
I bring hot takes.
Well, I mean, you bring, like, if we just boil it down to enthusiasm and we don't make a judgment, positive or negative, I would say that, yeah, like, for example, you have more in common with Drew Gilbert than I do.
No, the choking, when I saw Chapman.
So you didn't hear what I said?
No.
Oh, Major League Baseball is going to step in.
So you don't like it either?
Of course not. You cannot celebrate a home run by choking a guy.
I want to like it. Like, I'm rooting for him.
Didn't they get rid of that in the NBA when they slit the throat thing?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just something, man. I'm like, you know, I'm about fun, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if you start watching the Giants and that just goes away. And then I would encourage a beat writer to say, hey, how come you don't do that anymore? And they'll say, oh, league sent us a memo.
So Evan knows you're not a fan of it.
I'm not.
Okay,
not
I, just choke saw, thing. I just saw the thing from the station account, and I go, I can't hate on the kid, but Snotty, they're two back.
Yeah, it's a shame you weren't here the previous 2 days. They were in better shape than they were today. In fact, I came in.
Well, they've never been as close as two, so they're still two. But
they were closer yesterday.
Right.
They were closer yesterday. Because now they have fewer games. Yesterday,
I give you that.
They were in a better spot than they'd been probably in months and months.
And I saw Willard and Christy and Evan at the game. I believe that was the night I got
not together.
Which
they apparently stayed on separate sides of the stadium.
Well, when
now
you
why?
One guy
why?
Was in the bleachers.
Why are you
messy,
doing that?
Messy
well, one guy was the
Shout
one guy
messy
was
bar.
No, you just said you were in the bleachers, and I know Willard was in the front room.
Yeah, he invited me to come sit with him, but I was with a group.
That's who Willard is. I knew that. You are just messy.
He didn't. They just never connected.
Yeah, like and you got to ask why, and you would disappear on me.
They never connected,
but you were really
in the same building.
Remember, you used to hide from me at the Oracle. Evan, we do pre and post. Soon as pre was over, I'm like, hey, you want to sit together?
No.
This dude would be hiding from me. Like, that was the game within the you hid from me.
Hide from you. I don't like watching the game with people. When I'm there, I'm just like you watching on TV when I'm watching in person.
Wait a minute. So you like watching football with people, but you don't like watching basketball with people?
In person. Yeah. In person.
Now, I know we're going to get back to the Niners. I do have to say something. Saturday, I'm back excited.
Of course.
The sport of boxing has a blockbuster Canelo in.
And who?
Bud Crawford. Like, this isn't Bud Crawford.
I've never heard of
him. Terrence Bud Crawford. Anyway, Stoddy, this is...
Is it boxing?
Yeah, but
okay. It's boxing.
But then Evan goes,
boxing still
Canelo's
around?
80. He's older, and he... You kind of ruined it, But Stoddy, boxing at its best is a beautiful scientific
sport. Well, it hasn't been at its best in six decades, so I don't really know what you're talking about.
This is a big one. Evan Conner... Canelo's up there.
You know why it's a big one?
It's idiot.
Because... Apparently, you can get it for free, I heard.
I was ready to pay. It's on Netflix. Evan told me that.
All right.
Shout out Adam Silver. What a loser.
We're on the James Joyce segment of the show.
I don't know who that is.
One of the most famous writers in history.
Not in
history.
The Bay?
No, he's dead.
Oh.
He's from Ireland originally.
Okay.
You know what he was famous for?
No.
Stream of consciousness.
Now, that's a four.
All right, so let's go to Adam Silver. We're Drew Gilbert. Now let's go to Adam Silver.
How could you tell hardworking people basically deal with it? Our sport's a highlight sport. No, your sport is one of nuance, one of athleticism. It's not just highlights. I didn't like it, and it just sounded worse. How about
if
that?
If you don't know what Guru's talking about. Adam Silver met with the media yesterday after the Board of Governors meetings, and they asked him about the high price of watching the NBA on TV now that you need multiple subscriptions. And what Adam Silver said is there is plenty of free content out there. In other words, the more platforms that you get people to pay for, then the more highlights they'll put out free of charge.
Just stop.
I'm just
I didn't like that coming from that. I thought I knew him, but that was like, you know, when I was single, I used to date a young girl. She didn't call back after the first date. I told her where I worked, and she goes, I didn't call back. I appreciated the honesty. You don't make six digits. So I didn't make enough for her. So that hurt, but it, you know, that's what Adam was telling people. They can't afford all these streaming services. Like, when did it get there, man? We just are selling our soul and everything behind it for a dollar.
What about, and this is...
Everybody don't have it these days.
What about, so you're famous for saying, but the highlights...
Okay, that comes after during the game.
Hey, no, don't do that. You don't do that after 2 days off.
No.
I've been inundated here.
I was
here.
Sick.
You are famous. You have a drop.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just thinking, can you clarify?
Hey, highlights are they're produced from the game.
Right.
But I love the game. Oh. Then you get to the highlight.
Yeah.
But don't tell me I'm going to get the nuance of the game just from the highlight. That's ghetto as hell. Well, and Adam, just say it's all about the dollar.
You know what he should have said? Get a job.
See,
you can watch the game.
Now, I don't think that went over well, especially with everything that's going on in the
world
today.
Make some more money if you want to watch the game.
I don't know why I'm mad at you. That didn't hit. I didn't like that.
I mean, I didn't like it either. I'm just messing around. I got to tell you, Silver's not doing it for me anymore.
That is, wow.
He just... but we got a new NBA format in the All-Star game. It's going to be like the Ryder Cup.
Oh, what about this? Oh, this boy. Made me jump up and I had chicken noodle soup, which is very underrated. Listen, so we talked about the guys in the NBA that don't like messing up their field goal percentage with the end of the quarter or half heaves. Mm-hmm. Adam Silver fixed that. That will not go on the individual's ledger, but yet it'll go on the team's field goal percentage. I kind of like it, so get ready for more heaves. Because remember, we used to point out guys that wouldn't do it. Carmelo wouldn't do it.
Thank you, Goo.
Yeah, Jordan Poole wouldn't do it.
Thank you.
I love it.
So what happens if you make one?
But it's
does
so
that go to the individual?
Right. No, it goes.
It shouldn't.
To, right. So it goes to the team. That I don't know.
You think if Steph Curry makes a 70-footer, it ain't going on his? BS.
If you make it, that.
You'll get credit for it. If you miss it, you won't. I guarantee you that's the way they do it.
They want to encourage more heaves. Yeah, that's what I was doing while I was out. But anyway, wow. That's a pretty good one to
just,
me.
Yeah, just another small piece of cosmetic crap that
now this
falls
one
under
though.
The umbrella of we're making the game better, meaning we're making the game worse.
That is great.
Let's tilt the game more so that we can appease individual player statistics. We want everybody to shoot a great percentage. And while we're at it, you know what? We're not going to, you know what's coming next? We're not going to keep, I guarantee you, we're not going to keep track of individual turnovers anymore.
Could you imagine?
I'm telling you, that's what we're going to.
It's not there.
We're just going to go team turnovers.
You know how many dudes would benefit from that?
Adam Silver. Yeah, you know, we're one thing we're working on is we're removing the free throw percentage from player statistics because we just think it's really unfair that when people go to Basketball Reference, they can see that Shaquille O'Neal wasn't a great free throw shooter, and we don't want any negativity associated with our league. So we're gonna get field goal and free throw percentage don't mean anything either.
That is pretty lame. Pretty good.
NBA, man. Slipping.
It's fantastic.
You wanna tell slipping. Goo Steiny how things used to be?
I can. Can you be more specific?
About a heave.
Our generation didn't So
I'm excited.
This is why there's everything that's wrong with this. And Evan and I have a disagreement with this.
Shocker.
But for the sake of this, he'll acknowledge you for this small, but I'm right. Players did used to take 60 footers back in the day. And yes, they got credit for a shot that they missed. And you know what? You know what happened back then?
What?
If you were a guy who didn't take a 60 footer, in order to protect your percentage, you would get policed in the locker room by your teammates.
Oh, no, I love that. That's what cloth I'm from.
I'm on a team, and I'm playing with my teammate Gary Swavely, and we're down two at the end of the third quarter.
I love it.
And he's dribbling up from 60, and he's like, I'm not going to shoot
those
it.
Those are selfish, you know
that's
what?
Right.
Yeah, I
that's
like
right.
that.
Swavely would have shot it. Though.
Yeah, but I love that.
Okay, do you want to tell him the other part now? Reality.
Which is?
So Steiny says this to me, that back in the day, they would take heaves because they didn't care about their field goal percentage because, you know, they're soft nowadays. So I went back to multiple 1986. I did some more research last night.
No, you didn't.
1986 Boston Celtics games.
Oh,
a finals game and a regular season game. Both times there was an opportunity in those games for a player to take a half court or three-quarters court heave. They did exactly what the players do nowadays, which is take one dribble with 1 second left and then shoot it specifically after the horn hit zero count.
So, no, it's human nature.
No,
I get it,
No, it's
man.
Not.
Thank you, Evan.
Here's what he's wrong about on this.
Different than us.
So he shows me this play of Ralph Sampson getting a rebound.
It was Akeem without the H.
Was it?
It was Olajuwon.
All right, so Olajuwon gets a rebound right under the basket. There's like 3 seconds left, okay? He rebounds it. He turns. He's literally going to take a 75-footer. He's going to take an attempt under the other basket and just throw it the length of the court.
I love it.
As he starts to do it, there's a guy who's trying to rebound also, like jumps up to block it. So he pulls it back.
Yeah.
And he takes a dribble away from the guy, then shoots it, and he's like late by a quarter second. He just happened not to get it off in time, and he was fully prepared to take a baseball throw of a 75-footer.
Or maybe he was looking to pass it to someone down court. Now give him Trapuka.
Kelly,
what about him?
He took a dribble with a second left at the midcourt line.
He strikes me as that time looking at his percentage.
He actually
and then hoisted it after the buzzer.
Take any shot he could get.
Kelly, he would let him. Evan, I appreciate the research. So Stoney, they did care.
That's only two.
They did care, though. Like, they cared more. I'm not mad at it.
You guys cared about your stats. It's okay.
Like, I played with guys that knew during the game how many points they had.
I could never keep track. You know what? I kept track of my assists.
Yeah,
I bet. That's what I did. As long as we're on it. Because you brought this up, and we got fine. You wanted to hear this, Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I was always told by a wise man when I was getting into the league, like, you want to leave the league in a better place than when you found it. And I think just the way that you see the skill level right now, the way that the range is kind of taking over, and guys shoot threes all over the court. But just from 1 through 5 and all the way down the roster, I think this is the most skilled, you know, era of basketball history. And so, whether that was, you know, young kids in the game now seeing, you know, my generation, the way that I play and getting inspired by that, like, that for me is important and something I don't take for granted. And then also being able to extend your prime. Like, I'm going into year 17 and really have this belief that I, you know, can be at the top of my game again and win at the highest level. So I'm just trying to get every, you know,
squeeze the most out of it.
All over.
All right, that dude is incredible.
Let me
man.
Set this up for you.
Damn.
And damn. Why is that incredible?
Because he sounded like the basketball version of Oppenheimer. Everything that he said, I disagree with one thing. He squeezed the most out. This dude is incredible. 17 years.
Did you
and
not
they
hear
still
him?
Got action.
It's not about what he's done, it's what's ahead.
But.
Did you even hear it?
Yeah, that was the part that got me excited. I'm just like, give him flowers for what he's already done.
So yesterday, Evan hears that, and he says, Curry thinks this is the greatest year of skill in NBA. And I was like, I didn't respond right away. And I said to myself, you know what? Evan might be right. I don't.
He's not.
Hold on.
Okay.
And I said, and I basically made a, I said to myself, you know what? I don't feel like talking about that today because he might be right. Evan might be right,
but
Curry's
not.
Right.
And Curry's not.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'll say is, and I'm not just doing this, I should let you and Evan talk about this because I really don't have a strong opinion about whether or not this is the best basketball skill-wise that's ever been played of all time. I'm not in this one.
But you know this. This is the most one-dimensional basketball we've ever seen. Evan, guys like Curry's put in his work, Kyrie, the bronze of the world, but guys don't know how to play without the ball. Back in the day, you had to do that just to get a shot off. So that the post is dead. Guys don't even know what to do. They have no movement with the on the block, except Luka and the good ones.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That just ruined it. But the shout out Dave Fleming. But listen, Steiny, I'm telling you this, it's obvious. They're one trick ponies right now in the league. Oh, is the range better? Oh my gosh, it is. But outside of that, do you know who you're talking to? Mark Aguirre, the Kelly Trapukas, Alex English, Evan, all the guys, Dennis John. This, what we said it, you said it, Evan, it's too many threes. Where's the skill outside of the dribbling? I'll give you the handle, okay?
That's two.
Well, no, but I'm talking about the big...
I'm sorry, I should have jumped in.
Evan, your thoughts. I know I'm babbling.
Well, I think that there's certainly less skill inside the three-point line.
All right, and
But because 1 through 5 on most teams are able to shoot threes, I think his point is you need more skill because there's more space on the court.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do more things. Now, while the post game is dead and there's players taking less mid-range shots, it's kind of because those shots just aren't valuable anymore. It's not that they can't do it, but like, if you're going to play in the post, you have to be like Jokic, who is shooting, but that's an efficient shot for him. Like, you know, if you give the ball in the post to Jonathan Kuminga 18 times a game, you might not get the most efficient amount of out of your offense. Yeah.
You giving in that easy?
No, I'm not giving
in that easy to me.
Because Evan's my guy. That's my brother. But if we get the chance to sit with Steph this year, and hopefully we do, I'll bring this up. You task me with that to be like, come on. Just like you did with you asked him about what LeBron said. But Steiner, he can't believe that. I know, and maybe I'm doing a horrible job explaining, but and Evan just said it so eloquently in regard to outside or below the 3-point line, but miss me.
I know we got to.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we got to.
Come on, man.
Be more. Okay. But hold on. I'll play mediator here. We need to be more specific. Have you ever seen highlights of Mikan, George Mikan? Certainly we can't sit here and say the skill level and athleticism back then and was as good as it. Okay.
So J.J. Redick was right up until that point when he called those guys plumbers.
So when are we saying that the skill level?
Late 80s, 90s, the early 2000s. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I would say, what about 1975? David Thompson and Julius Irving.
But that's when
George
it started
McGinnis.
To take off. That's when the high really start to take off. But I'm talking about Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, Tim Hardaway, Chris Mullin, Chris Webber, bigs that could hit the Hakeem, Patrick Ewing. All those dudes were fundamentally sound. But still, Stoddy, he would hit that 15, 20 feet in your face all day long. Reggie Miller, the Flying Dutchman. I could keep going.
Who's the Flying Dutchman?
Smits from Indiana.
The Dunking Dutchman. He was a center. He barely could jump. They wouldn't have called him the Flying Dutchman.
I guess in my world, he was the Flying.
He was the Dunking Dutchman.
Stoddy, that was not what we called him in the youth. He was the Flying Dutchman, the Dunking. Nah. Anyway, those are my Penny Hardaway. That's my era, man. I saw skill night in, night out, Stoddy, that I don't see now.
Well, I don't think that the skill level among the great players is in question. It's the skill level among the guys on the back half of the roster. For example, in the 90s, how many guys in Lonnie Walker's position would be able to step in the fourth quarter and eviscerate another team?
Give me a year. Just throw a year out.
I mean, let's do 86. Like the 1986 Celtics, who was the seventh or eighth man on that team, and could he do what Lonnie Walker did in the second round of a playoff game? I don't know. I mean, Walker, who is, by the way, never been heard from again.
Right, yeah.
He scored 14 points in the fourth quarter to help them win a series.
Okay, so the Celtics in 86.
Give it. And he might have a point because nobody came to mind.
All right. Well, they had Bill Walton as a sixth man, so that's a little bit of an outlier. Yeah. Now, the guy that's interesting to me is Lonnie Walker and a guy named Scott Wedman.
Okay.
All right. Scott Wedman was like a seventh or eighth man. Great shooter. Lonnie Walker, definitely a better athlete, no doubt about it.
Right.
And Wedman had a great game in game one of an NBA Finals.
But I would take Walker over those two dudes.
Is Wedman getting his own shot? Game is more dependent on the other players on the floor. I think that's what Steph is saying, is like guys have to do so many more things just to get in the game.
I think Wedman's a bad one because like he was a really, really good player. Like 15, 16, 18, 18, 19, 19. He averaged over 17 a game for like 7 straight years when he was in Kansas City. Anyway, Lonnie Walker. And then they had a guy named Jerry Seasting. Like yeah, that, but now Jerry Seasting was.
I like him, Stoudy, but he wasn't that guy. I don't think he could.
But he was as fundamentally skilled as anybody.
Run the offense, but he wasn't going to get you buckets.
No, he wasn't. He's not Lonnie Walker, and he's not athletic. But his skill level was like he handled the ball terrific. He was athletic enough to function as a 6'2" white guard in the league. Yeah. You know, he could shoot it. Was smart. I don't know. All right. We'll get back to football on the other side on 95.7.
Points
game,
taken, but, though. I hear you guys.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy, he is not going to be playing Sunday against the Saints. And the question I have for 49er fans is, does that change your outlook? Not only for the time that Purdy's out, but for the regular season. There's no doubt it's a blow. But is it a quote-unquote death knell? I don't see it that way. Let's talk about it on the other side. If you want to jump in early, 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Moderna.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.